That is the sound of my car starting. It's a 1999 Pontiac. Now, compare that to the sound of Sitka resident Megan Pasternak starting her car.
It's on.
Pasternak drives a Zen, Z-E-N-N. It stands for Zero Emissions, No Noise. It's a small, low-speed electric car that's about two-thirds the length of mine. As we pull out onto Lincoln Street in downtown Sitka, it becomes apparent that the no noise part of its name refers to the engine only.
And as you can tell, it's noisy because it's road noise. It's not engine noise, so where do you want to go?
Let's do a drive you would normally do with this. Where would we normally go if you were just driving around during the day?
To aerobics.
Okay, so let's go up
at
to
Haynes.
Pasternak and her husband saw an article about the Zen car in a magazine while traveling in Seattle. They decided to test drive it and were really attracted to the idea of no gas, no emissions.
No nothing. It cost me 2 cents a mile in electricity, and that's at Sitka's 9 cents a kilowatt hour. You want to venture out toward the post office and see what it's like to go 25 in a 35 zone?
Yes, I do, actually, because that was my next question for you, is what that's like. We're traveling on Sawmill Creek Road, where the speed limit is 35 miles per hour, 10 miles an hour faster than the car's top speed. A van is coming up behind us, but we reach the post office in time to turn left out of its way. Pasternak says that's not always how it works.
Drivers who come up behind me, there are a few in town who really don't like to go slow, and they don't like to be behind somebody who's slow, and occasionally I'll get a truck, usually, not commercial truck, a private truck, come up behind me, and I can see them glance down at their speedometer, and then they look back up at me and kind of put their hands in the air like, what the heck, and occasionally they'll flip me off.
Low-speed vehicles, like the one Pasternak drives, are restricted to 35-mile-an-hour zones and lower. A bill just passed by the Alaska legislature will allow the cars to travel in 45-mile-an-hour zones. Pasternak says she's not that excited about the legislation, even though it gives her the ability to take her car anywhere in Sitka. Whether she will or not depends on how safe she feels, given the car's speed limitation of 25 miles an hour.
I might on occasion, but I'd certainly pick my time of day and where I was going so I wouldn't be holding up traffic. What I would prefer to have seen would be creation of a medium speed category.
That would allow her car to be modified to travel as fast as 35 miles per hour. Right now, safety restrictions require her to be limited to 25.
I don't know, there's a bunch of catch-22s about it, too. If your vehicle like this one really isn't certified federally to go, safety standard-wise, to go 35, I guess it would sort of be moot. But I don't know. The technology's coming, and if the automotive dealers or manufacturers would just get it together and quit creating concept vehicles and create real vehicles, I think it would be a great thing.
The Pasternak's car had a base price of about $17,000. Some modifications upped the price a little, and then they got some rebates, including one from the manufacturer if they agreed to be an ambassador for the car, telling people about it, handing out brochures, doing things like that. Pasternak is honest about problems with the vehicle, too. She already mentioned the noise issue, and she says it's easy to spin out on the ice because the car is so light. But by and large, she says she's happy with the car, even if she does plan to keep it close to town, despite the legislature's invitation to travel a little farther. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.